tonight I want people to understand, I left my own radio show 15 years. I turned it over to a couple guys because that's how late it is in the game. And, you know, George, I salute you for all of the energy you have. But we're now in a place where somebody once said, when the events that you've been warning about have come to pass, the time to prepare is gone at last. And I think that we're seeing now just the stress of nations. I'll tell you an interesting thing. I had dinner tonight in one of the major hotels in Southern California with a fund manager who handles, you know, $1 billion worth of other people's money. And he said he got a call from someone today, and they said, and I can't tell you that this is going to happen next week, but everybody that he talks to around the world is talking about the systematic execution and implementation of seismic warfare. And what's tragic is people say they don't believe in this stuff, but when the former secretaries of defense like Sam Cohen and Zbigniew Brzezinski, national security advisor, talk about seismic weapons, and the day is now here, and they're talking 1972 in those days, and later for obviously Brzezinski 72, and we're talking about the technology to generate earthquakes, to accelerate volcanic eruptions. And now we're talking about the whole weather change. We're seeing strange events. When I say strange, even by anybody's standards, global warming is absolutely not the issue. What's the issue right now is that all the volcanoes seem to be becoming active at once. All of the winds and the waves, and you're reading obviously stories about rogue waves. And what's fascinating to me is the subsea surface areas of the great trenches of the world. There happen to be 11 of them. This mm-hmm. corresponds with the abyss. This corresponds with the habitation of devils. And what's interesting to me, I was going to quote something tonight that we're seeing now, I would say mythological presentations on the front page of the New York Times, the major press. Remember when Anubis, the god of the underworld, the guardian of the veil, came into New York Harbor? If yeah. people were smart and they were observant, you would have noticed Anubis's spear point, the tip of the spear, pointing at the Statue of Liberty's, let's just say this, reproductive area. And people say, well, that's just a stretch, isn't it, Steve? Well, let's look at who Anubis is. We're now seeing the greatest country in the world, in my opinion, exploited. We're seeing it raped. We're seeing it pillaged. We're seeing it plundered. People still are shaking their heads trying to figure out how can $27 trillion go to bail out all the banks, et cetera, and yet we can't get a loan for our house or the mortgage rates are rising. And you remember all the happy talk from Ben the Happy Clown Bernanke and out of the gate Gaethner, who's begging China this week not to do?
Oh, they're not too happy these days, are they?
No, and isn't it fascinating how Good News Charlie and Happy Billy are talking about all the great things that are going to happen, and then the dire faces on the front of Matt Drudge, DrudgeReport.com, are showing them that these are not the happy campers anymore. So the thing is that in my opinion, there is no turning this thing around. I know that, you know, you and I both want a happy ending, and maybe the best ending we can hope for is that people start getting real and wake up, because California is coming apart at the seams. They're withholding state income tax returns. They're obviously looking for revenue and everywhere. And this is what's happening across the country, George.
That's right. They're not alone, Steve.
They're not alone. And the states, listen, the states are going to be in a mad dash for cash. And when there is no cash available, they're going to look to you-know-who, the American taxpayer. And, again, I'm sorry it has to sound like something of the Pirates of the Caribbean, but rape, pillage, and plunder, this great country is going under. And somebody says, well, I'm down on America. I love this country, George, with all my heart. The country that was, the country that put forth individual initiative, the country that had values. We were the envy of the rest of the world. And if you go to the Book of Revelation and start seeing this great mystery city of Babylon that in 1 hour gets destroyed, and you see all the things that are happening where the kings of the earth are going to howl when Babylon. Now, listen, the Anubis statue that came in New York City, 25 feet tall, had a suitcase. And typically, the suitcase was representative. What, Anubis went on a vacation to New York to give Lady Liberty a good time? And I don't know, did you see the picture with the suitcase standing?
Yeah, I but see, Stephen, I think we can win this. And deep down inside, I still think you do, too.
Well, let me tell you this. I believe it's going to be the ultimate spiritual battle carried out in the physical. And I do believe that, obviously, it's the light versus darkness, kingdom of God versus the kingdom of darkness. And, you know, people used to give me a bad time, and still do, by the way, when I start talking about spiritual matters. And the thing is that we're seeing now, we're seeing such a massive, massive play for the return of the giants, the return of the Space Brothers. I don't know if you're watching it, George, but there's massive amounts of reports now coming out of Israel that they first started on July, I think, 11th of 2009, where basically the nine-foot giants are coming out of the spacecraft. And it's interesting because the fallen angels first came to Earth on Mount Hermon, which is in Israel. And the bottom line is that, or greater Israel, the country of Israel, I'm not talking just the nation of Israel, with its old boundaries. And so what we're seeing now, in my opinion, is we're seeing the whole return of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And, you know, one of the things that most people don't understand is that it's given power to the beast to take peace from the earth. And I can tell you that most people I know would like to live in a relative state of peace. But if you look at the wars and rumors of wars and the fake out, take out, and break out, we're seeing so many things happening. It's, I think it's a very, very time to wake up and get real.